I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Long Time Ago Seems Like Yesterday. A mere 65 years ago, I'm speeding east on 15th Street atop a thin-wheeled, second-hand, chipped-paint bicycle. My mission? To get to the downtown county library and back in time for family supper on Eastwood Avenue. Let me back up here and caulk in a few missing details. Speeding means the bicycle wobbles along at maybe 3 miles per hour, but to the oh-so-young me, the breeze I'm making feels like racing the wind. Traveling east on 15th means jumping curbs, squiggling over multiple railroad tracks, bumping around sidewalkless mounds of clay and grass and dust, running red lights in order to maintain forward momentum. Back in time for family supper means arriving home just as my stomach starts to grumble. I don't have a timepiece, and since I'm safely shrouded within my hometown, I don't need directions in order to find library or bungalow. I don't need a compass to tell me which way is east. These things I know because of where I've lived on Earth the past dozen or so years. And the library. Up till now, the library is my cathedral of books. I know every inch of it. Finally, I screech to a halt, at least I pretend to screech, padlock my bike to a bush, as if anyone would ever steal such a creaky piece of machinery, tuck my shirt tail in, this is a library, you know, race up the stairs of a repurposed Victorian house where everything worth reading abounds. I silently tiptoe past the main desk, past stern, no eye contact guardians who stamp and process volumes and volumes of inert knowledge and facts. I don't need no stinking eye contact to enjoy myself in this wonderland. I just need my friends, the books, my friends, the maps, my friends, the periodicals, my friend, the silence. I scan past titled spines, rows of beckoning subjects, past the gaps between where temporary adoptions have occurred. And suddenly, it dawns upon me that I have just about completed my so far lifelong project. I have read and cherished every book that I care to read and cherish. There is nothing new on the shelves between the bookends. I still have time to revisit old favorites. I brush fingers past them one more time. I inhale the unique fragrance of all future and past book cathedrals. I check out one last title to take home, to read flashlit under quilts tonight. I ponder future prospects. As I pedal home for a round of corn on the cob and cornbread victuals, I pass by the strip mall near Eastwood Park. Wait, the drugstore. The drugstore has rotating metal racks filled with paperback books. Magazines abound nearby. Instead of borrowing and returning books, maybe I can purchase the books I desire. They are only 25 cents and 35 cents each, and the cover art is dynamic and compelling, and I can keep rather than sadly part with them. But I have no job, maybe an occasional allowance. Where will I find the cash needed to start feeding my book losses? Excuse me. I get all choked up thinking about it. I know. Mother provides lunch money and bus fare most weeks. I think, why eat cafeteria food when I can purchase food for thought? Why ride a bus to class when I can walk or bike? I hatch a devious plan.